This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. National controversy to show how violent, how evil Donald Trump is. Of course, remember, it was 4 or 5 months ago in Chicago that they sent Hillary operatives dressed as Bernie Sanders reporters. That's now been confirmed by the WikiLeaks emails from the DNC to attack Trump supporters to create the narrative Debbie Wasserman Schultz was writing that Sanders people are violent and Donald Trump people are violent. Now, that's what Roger Stone at the time said his sources in Chicago told him. And, of course, those sources were the police department because they were monitoring the whole thing. And even for a leftist police department, their mouths were hanging open watching this. But continuing, now it's Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. He wants to basically have gun owners in America overthrow the election if Hillary gets in. That's not what he said. He made the classic statement that if all else fails and they try to overthrow our Bill of Rights and Constitution, we have a right to defend against it with the Second Amendment. That's what the Declaration of Independence states, that if the central government becomes destructive of our rights, it is our duty, not just our right, to stand up against it. And that's how this country got founded, when they came to take the guns in 1775. And that's why they're trying to demonize in law schools and academia the Declaration of Independence and trying to list it now as an extremist terrorist document along with the Gadsden flag, because it tells you what you already know. If we have foreign multinationals that have hijacked the country, running everything, that have taken it over, we have a right and a duty to at some point physically stand up. We don't want to do that. We're making inroads politically. We're changing things. They've got Black Lives Matter and communist groups out openly trying to start a race war and an anti-cop war. I mean, this is on record. So we don't want to go down that road. They're the ones that are violent. But when they try to blame Donald Trump, it's a fraud. So first let's play the clip of Trump. Then we're going to play Biden and then Hillary. But here's what Trump said yesterday that got the media so upset.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
he just mildly hinted at what everybody from G. Gordon Liddy to Alex Jones has said in the last 20 years. I mean, that's the old statement from 100 years ago. Well, if all else fails, we got the Second Amendment. States on the East Coast have the right to revolt, like in New Hampshire, in their Bill of Rights. But let's go ahead now and go to Biden saying, he comes after my Beretta, he don't have a problem because I'm good with it. Talking about Obama, here it is.
I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
Now, let's go in a moment to this clip as we get ready to go out to break of Hillary. That was 2008 with Biden. This is Hillary in 2008 as well, basically threatening Obama. Here it is.
My husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California. You know, I don't understand it. And, you know, there's lots of speculation about why it is, but...
What's your speculation?
I don't know.
All right, that's her talking about Obama. So a clear threat compared to what Trump said, and this just shows the bias.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother,
living in the New World Order bubble. Mother! Not about to see Lucifer false light.
Blood on fire, you
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones, crashing the lies and disinformation. I tend to have a governor on my mind where I don't say things as sensationally as reality is. And I walked in there where Kit Daniels just churned out a real quick, great article pointing out the hypocrisy of Joe Biden in 2008 saying, look, I got two guns. I got two Berettas. And if Obama tries to take my guns, we're going to play the clip in a moment. you know, he's going to have a problem because I got a gun. I mean, he clearly is threatening Obama. This is when they were running together, and it's the conservative crowds, blue-collar folks, that, hey, you don't worry. Nobody wants your rifle, your shotgun, your handgun. Nobody, because that's the full quote. Obama wants to get mine, he's going to have to take it away, and I got two of them, and I know how to use it. Then Trump comes out and simply says, they're going to have the courts, they're going to have everything, they're going to take your guns, and then there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, maybe Second Amendment folks might do something, but I don't know. I mean, saying, hey, what do you do? And they turn that into he's threatening Hillary and threatening Obama and threatening violence. This has got to go viral. So I went in there and I said, you know what? You got the headline right. Biden threatens Obama with a gun in 2008, yet media attacks Trump over guns. He's probably even linked in the headline. This needs to go viral right now. We've got the clips right there. We need to take this clip out of the show right now from the start of this segment and add it in just to give people some basic commentary here on how crazy this is. Then we have the clip of Hillary saying, hey, I'm not out of the race. You know, Robert Kennedy got killed when he was in the lead in California, talking about Obama. I mean, you could clearly say that was a threat. Coming from the Clintons, you know it was. Then the big boys at Bilderberg met in Virginia. We were there covering it. No other media would cover it. It later admitted they were in a secret meeting there deciding she would step down. That's how people get basically installed as nominees now. The big boys, the big girls, in the big time. They should be in the big house, but oh, and they pray to a big God, don't they? To quote Peter Gabriel. Because they're big time. At our expense, and they decide who the nominees are. And then along comes Donald Trump getting zero big money, zero big pharma. Defense contractors aren't giving any money. Because they got a dossier, they got a file, they got a profile. They got a look into old Donald Trump. And they know he loves God's creations. He loves family. He loves green grass. He loves red meat. And he loves beautiful women. And to death lovers, that don't look too good. Trump likes prosperity. Trump likes a big, juicy cornucopia. Trump's not out to get anybody. He's out to prove to other powerful people he's the alpha dog, though, and they don't like that. He wants to dominate alphas. He wants to dominate so-called controllers, twisted alphas. They got his number, and they're scared. So let's play those clips one more time. Here's what Biden said in 2008 while he was out lying to their constituents that they'd never come after our guns and that he'd be ready to take up arms against Obama if he tried. Here it is.
I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
Yeah, and there's a full clip. I know that's off the NRA tweet. We've got it because it's in Fall the Republic. We have the full clip where he just runs around talking about Obama for like 5 minutes. And you're not getting my rifle. You're not getting my shotgun. You're not getting my Beretta. You better watch it. Here's part of the full clip.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
And then if you get the full clip, they're not getting the handguns. They're not getting the rifles. They're not getting none of it. It's all a right-wing lie. Here we are 8 years later, 7.5 years later, and in there, New York Times, Associated Press, Rolling Stone, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Take them all. Matt Damon, take them all. Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Mr. and Mrs. America. If I had the votes, I'd ban every gun right now. Turn them all in. And these people don't think we have attention spans or remember this. But here's the issue. You just threatened Barack Hussein Obama. but you were his VP running mate. It was all a carefully crafted script you gave to hundreds of speeches. Just like you said, you can keep your doctor and Obamacare is free, and then we never said that. Tell him, Gruber.
Actually, you hired me to lie to everyone, and you said my lies were best.
Let's go to the State Department spokesman. Hey, college kids, you're going to learn how to screw everybody? Here, let's go to Donald Trump yesterday in the hissy fit.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
so there you go. And I know I've harped on this now off and on the last hour and 15 minutes quite a bit. But it's a huge, gigantor deal. I'm not even going to play the Hillary clip again. We're going to post it in Kit Daniels' article. But it needs to go viral. We're putting it on Facebook, Twitter. We need to get this out to everyone. We need to take the last 10 minutes of this show, clip it in with the same headline as the article, and just hammer them. And when you guys decide, when you gals decide to actually get an article or a video and push it, it becomes a national news story, and we put them back on their heels. What I'm saying is we have logic and memories here, nothing special, but they seem to be in short supply. We will build the videos and the articles with the truth, nothing but the truth, their own words. We will lay out the weapons for you in the information war. If you send them out in your emails, if you put them on your Facebook and Twitter, if you make YouTube videos about it, if you send it to local talk show host, I don't even want the credit. Just host, play the clips, point out the hypocrisy. When people follow our talking points that don't come from Media Matters or the White House or the CIA, they come from Nico and Matt and Daria and other folks going, remember Biden said that. He said that about the Beretta. Oh, yeah, and didn't Hillary make a threat? Yeah, yeah, get the clips. That's the talking point. Just citizens that are paying attention, getting together with a media platform, unfiltered, to bring this to you. And it's the reason I get so frustrated is that I've got dozens and dozens of these things a day, and I can only get one or two that go viral to counter these people. If we were countering them on every level, we would destroy them. I'm going to explain something again. They admit that Media Matters has almost no traffic. People go, oh, look, it's pathetic. You know, you're 10,000 times more traffic. Check it out, according to Google and Alexa, than Media Matters. Why do you care about them? Because it's the White House runs it. The former transition chief runs it. They meet multiple times a week at the White House. They've called for ending the free press in America. They've called for shutting down our operations. They called for infiltrating media organizations from within. This is a saboteur organization, an intelligence operation. And what they say within hours is on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of it, with word for word. See what we are? We, and by the way, Media Matters gets this. This is what they harp on. They go, Jones is creating talking points for Congress and foreign governments. It's spreading from Russia to Syria to Germany to the UK. And I meet with UKIP's head. He goes, yes. 15 years ago, as we started to get bigger, and I was coming on your show, we would knock on doors, and the majority of people had heard about UKIP, not from the UK press, but from InfoWars. We were already big back then, and this isn't about being big. I'm skipping another break. I'll just shut all ads down soon. I'm serious. You have to understand, it's not me here bragging that 15 years ago, we basically helped give the oxygen that UKIP needed. Just with our audience in the UK, you, the listeners in the UK, spreading the word. I was told this by Nigel Farage at dinner over a glass of red wine. Roger Stone is so funny. He keeps stuff so secret. We were there at dinner. He had a little private meeting with Farage. I did too. And we were having dinner at this restaurant. And when he comes on talking, he goes, I know you had dinner with him. And I had dinner too. But he doesn't even get into those stories because it was not an off the record meeting, but it was, you know, not on the record as you'd say. But Farage, you know, also talked to our crew and the rest of it. And he's come on the show and talked about how the majority of UKIP folks that he first discovered knocking on doors and heard about it from InfoWars. I'm just telling you, that was 15 stinking years ago. We were already having a huge effect, and I didn't even understand it then. I wish I would have known. I would have had the responsibility to work even harder. Because I wasn't thinking that big back then. I was just simply trying to show folks what was going on, hoping other people who were smarter than I was would organize the information and take the New World Order on. Turned out nobody did it. So we just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and the New World Order is looking at me, and it's not fun. It's not like, oh, I'm getting really huge. Boy, we're the zeitgeist in the world. Boy, with Drudge like nitrous oxide in our race car, we're going to the next level. It's not fun going 300 miles an hour. But you know what? It's a good thing. But I'm just letting you inside my mind on how we're fighting and how we need you and how you've already stood up. And that's why you've changed the world. You are incredible. You are amazing. You are the info war. You are the strength. You are why we're having such a big effect. And suddenly there are other groups and organizations understanding the paradigm. It's shifting. It's taking place. And it's really worrying the globalists, and that is so exciting because they wanted to have this worldwide collapse and this clash of civilizations jihad event without the public being aware. They wanted to hit us in the dark where they've got the cultural, scientific, technocracy, night vision like the owl, and we don't have the night vision. Well, guess what? InfoWars isn't their Luciferian night vision. I'm not saying literal night vision is Luciferian. It's an allegory, folks. It's other archetypes, the owl, it sees in the dark, you can't. But we basically have little independent media spotlights. And more of them are popping up, and more light. And then we're seeing the owls for what they are all around us. And the globalists are crapping their britches. Sorry for the crudeness, but that, you know, when the allegory fits, that's it. When the parallel fits. When the shoe fits. And so just don't underestimate how much trouble the New World Order is in. Don't underestimate. Because, I mean, Nigel Farage was on the show like 6-7 years ago and said, I've got to tell you, Alex, you know, many or most of the homes I knock on are your listeners, and they found out about UKIP from you, so thank you. But then he's telling you face to face that. And then other political people tell you the same thing. And it's unbelievable that we even underestimated the effect we were having, that you were having. So they're coming after our free speech. They're coming after your free speech. But they've got a bunch of White House operatives feeding the media through Media Matters as a fence. And also direct emailing the media, telling them what to do. That's now come out. And people are dying because it's coming out. And I just want to ask the folks at Media Matters and everywhere else, do you, I mean, you understand you're going to end up going down with the ship now. When the murders come out and all the corruption and the grand juries, and there's a very good chance there's that we're seeing a counter coup in this country against your coup, and that a lot of you are going to be in deep trouble. And I don't take any pleasure out of that. Because a lot of you just kind of got caught up on the bandwagon, but you better look in the mirror. I mean, do you want to be involved with dead staffers that had a conscience? Do you really want to be involved? But look, you're going to make your decision. I'd say between you and God, but you don't believe in God. Your bosses do. They want folks working for them that don't. Think about that for a minute. But I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, if you are an info warrior, I don't care if you live in Africa or Asia or the Middle East or Europe or Latin America, it doesn't matter. When you just analyze things, when you just point things out, when you just use common sense, when you videotape something locally that happened or analyze local news and put it on the web, you are overturning their artificial intelligence, their globalist system. You are overpowering it. You are defeating it. And so every action you take, every exertion you engage in is so massive because together we can move mountains. Many hands make light work, and we have the truth on our side. And InfoWars is here to analyze common sense and put out talking points that aren't centralized. I don't have to tell my crew what talking points are. I hire people that have common sense and see something for what it is. It's a difference between a centralized system and a decentralized system. I would have people on the show that disagree. They won't come on. They can't debate. Because they're anti-intellectuals, pretending that they're intellectuals, pretending that they care about civilization, when all they want to do is go find the biggest, fattest paycheck they can so they can act powerful in front of their friends and family. And here's a dirty little secret for them. When you get down to the end of the line, to the end game, there's not a lot of seats at that table. Oh, there were lots of seats early on to sell out America and sell out the West and go on with globalism. But when you get down to the final few rounds, as the planet's free culture circles the drain, you're going to be thrown to the wayside. You're going to be forgotten. You're going to be used up and thrown away. If you had any common sense in your mind, you would join with liberty, join with freedom, join with the cornucopia of liberty and open markets. But instead, you worship the flame of tyranny. You just think you're powerful because you're close to it. But even those that are within the flame of power itself realize they are the greatest slaves of all. There is nothing out there better than taking care of your family and farming and being a decent person or working in a wood shop or being an artist and really just caring about the universe and trying to be a good, decent person versus all these weak, twisted people that are scrabbling and telling you they're the intellectuals and telling you they're the artists and telling you they have all the answers and telling you talk like they want and use the words they want and do what they say and be guilty and be quiet and don't take risks and a nanny state. They want you bound so they can march around and feel like God's above you. They're not bringing in giant, unwashed, diseased, desperate hordes of humanity to help them. The globalists have carried out every policy they could to create that atmosphere. Now they use our Christian Western guilt against us and bring in populations fundamentally incompatible and then twist their minds into a socialist template to complete the fall of the West. Because in the heart of the Renaissance is the defeat of tyranny. And they're just getting rid of the final opposition to that before they really start tearing stuff up. Mark Faber issues stunning warning that a gigantic 50% stock market crash could be coming. We'll talk about this with Steve Quayle coming up. Sunday Express, we should nationalize German banks, warning Deutsche Bank teetering on edge of crisis, top economist says. Sells, monetary policy is a dead duck, bond analyst, CNBC. Shock, Americans' wages dropping fast in 2016. Is the government making money off your student loans? You bet they are. Google's latest moonshot, it's soaring stock. That's the real economy, folks. That's what's really going on. And then on top of that, look at this we're going to talk about with Steve Quayle. When we come back, France 24, Panama agrees to help migrants head on to the U.S. It's coordinated and run by the U.N. I told you this years ago, but now here it is. Coordinated, run. Third world doesn't want to stop their country. Come here. 24-year-old refugee and ISIS member arrested in Germany for planning to bomb football stadium. Gangs in Chicago reportedly agree to use snipers and automatic weapons against the police. Fears of a calluses in Italy as migrants keep flooding across the Mediterranean. The new Germany, Switzerland struggles to cope with surge of migrants trying new route. It's not safe in Germany anymore. German family flee to Russia to claim asylum. The media kind of makes a joke out of this. These people have jobs. They're Christians. They don't want to be forcibly inoculated. If you actually read their full statements, they just say Germany is now satanic. And the Russians, of course, aren't letting them in. Saying, oh, no, Germany's a very nice country. And Jen Yuing, the Olympic diving pool turns green. Well, that's okay. They told folks just there's so much sewage and stuff, you just need to close your mouth when you swim. It's all coming up and more. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Spread that website.
We're on the march. The empire is on the run.
Don't let them.
Alex Jones.
Human power overpowers the technocracy.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
They've taken the guns in every other country but Switzerland. The United States stands alone with Switzerland. And I knew this was going to be big yesterday. It's on every channel into the world. Trump wants violence. Trump wants to use the Second Amendment to overthrow the government. When he said, hey, if the courts ignore it, all we've got is the Second Amendment. That is the most famous, cliched statement about the Second Amendment because it's so true. And on CNN during the break, firestorm over Trump. huge firestorm. Massive, massive anger over his Second Amendment statement. And then, meanwhile, in fact, we'll put it on screen for TV viewers. You know, just show them that there's this firestorm on screen. I'm not going to play the clip. I'm just going to show TV viewers. And we have Biden. What's so crazy about all of this? Saying, hey, don't worry, we're not coming after your guns. If Obama ever tries to come after any of our guns, I've got my guns, and I know how to use them, and I'll basically fight back. That was an extreme crazy statement, but see, it was meant to make gun owners go to sleep, so it was okay. Now, again, I just wanted to show people CNN, where it was talking about how it's a firestorm and all this stuff. It was like 5 minutes ago. It's not a big deal. But they're coming for the Second Amendment. You can bet your bottom dollar that they have admitted that that's what they're doing, and they are now pushing it whole hog. In all these big newspapers, admitting they want our guns, admitting that they are coming for our guns. And so we're just supposed to sit here and watch her steal the primary and then have all these fake polls, which we know are fake, and then install her so they can continue their lawlessness. Total and complete lawlessness. And now, oh, Trump went ahead of her 10 points, and then she went ahead of him 12 points, and now they're within 1 point. Fox polls, CNN polls, on and on and on, to make you think the polls are accurate, and you go into all these polls, they'll just throttle back the margin of Democrats they're talking to from 65% to, say, 55% to make it look close, and then throttle it back up. And then on election day, they want it to be believable. And Wired's got a big breakdown. The polls are all wrong. A startup called it our best hope to fix them. A startup called Civis. Well, we'll look into that. The point is that if you look at the indications, the indicators of what's happening in social media, Donald Trump has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times the traffic. Always more traffic than Hillary, but it goes from double to 10 times to even higher, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook or Google or any of these places. And that's with all the governorship and censorship they're engaged in. We're going to go until the end of the next hour to Steve Quayle, talk show host in his own right, best-selling author, trailblazer when it comes to analyzing the New World Order. And boy, I tell you, he was on the show 5 years ago saying they're going to try to start a race war in this country, talking about all the different plans, a plan to start killing police and military. And on air, I'd say, Steve, come on, it's not that bad. They wouldn't try something like that. And I'll say he's been really accurate. Sometimes he's thought it's coming a little bit sooner than it is, but he's been spot on, like with the fact that they have military drones practicing and targeting U.S. homes. He said that 3 years before it was in the Associated Press. So we're going to be talking to Steve Quayle here in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to encourage the listeners here today to support the broadcast. This is real independent media that's not playing games, that flies by the seat of its pants when it comes to funding. And we run a lot of specials on really high-quality products to be able to fund ourselves. I appreciate your support, your patronage. You could not be putting money in a better place if you're against globalism and want to stop the New World Order. When we sell our colloidal silver, silver bullet, highest quality 30 parts per million from the biggest, most respected lab in the United States, it's about $5 off what the competition sells it for. When we sell it for $9.95, 50% off only a few times a year, this is an insanely good loss leader deal. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, and it's great to buy for friends and family, you name it. And if you don't know why colloidal silver is good, Well, just go do your own research. Look at all of the drug-resistant garbage in this country now. Look at how antibiotics more and more aren't working. And folks, I'm not saying it's a total silver bullet, but it's as close as you get to that. And I'm not saying you should take this in lieu of antibiotics. Consult your physician. I know that when I am really sick and antibiotics aren't working, I go to colloidal silver. I've got the point now where I go to colloidal silver first. It almost always knocks it out. If it doesn't, I go to antibiotics. So this is do your own research. I'm just a layperson breaking down why the ancients believed in silver. I mean, everybody knows this. Why in every culture silver was seen as warding off evil. Folks knew it had amazing properties. Too much of it's poisonous. That's why we've got the big national group that puts it out at what is believed to be, you know, the safest but also most effective dose of true 30 parts per million. We also have 20% off on all Alexa Pure water filtration systems. With all the garbage in the water table, you're insane if you're not filtering your water. We have a bunch of different brands of great gravity-fed systems there, and Alexa Pure is excellent. We have the InfoWars Solar Base Station and Power Control System that is the very best unit for the price you're going to find out there. Has the best technologies in it, lasts the longest, gives you the most conversion. I mean, I've had tech heads, people that are into solar systems, look at it and go, wow, that's a really great unit you're selling, really low price. Well, yeah, I went to experts, and it took me 5 years to finally find a unit that we thought was excellent and you know, really worked good, and we could also get it at a good price. So we could sell it at a good price. And we're looking at other brands and stuff. Other stuff's coming online. We may have more choices soon. That's how we operate. We just go out and find the best thing we can and sell it at the lowest prices. We've got a lot of other preparedness items that are 50 to 20% off today at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure and go check that out and take advantage of it. Now, shifting gears, I want to ask Steve Quayle of SteveQuayle.com, one of the original preppers, one of the original patriots in America, 25-plus years on air, one of the first people I interviewed when I got on air 21 years ago, where he thinks the Trump revolution's going, what he thinks of Brexit. Are these not good signs of an awakening? I know on top of that, horrible global government, horrible economic numbers, forced inoculations, open borders, TB pouring across, jihadis pouring across. I want to ask him, what is the state of the world right now? What is he most focused on? What is he most concerned about? He also has hosted TV shows. He has a new amazing DVD film out we'll be telling you about in the next hour, TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, SteveQuayle.com. I want to ask Steve Quayle, who saw this, you know, way far off, first got a report on geoengineering chemtrailing. I'm not kissing his butt. It's true. First guy that I'd get him on because he was interesting, and I knew a lot of stuff he was saying was true. A lot of it was so far out. Human, animal, chimera splicing already going on. I went and searched it, found one BBC article admitting that a decade before it was already happening. So I started going, wow, this guy knows what he's talking about, but why wouldn't they show us the humanzies? Why wouldn't they show us the part human, part cows being produced? Why wouldn't they show us the spider goats? Now they started to. The last decade, until last week, the Associated Press, that's the mouth of Sauron, said, oh, we're splicing humans and animals and raising them inside other animals, and we're going to have all these organs, and they don't have rights because they're part animal, part human. See, this no man's land. Everything Steve Quayle wrote about in his genetic Armageddon work and his, all of his books, which a lot of them are out of print. So enough lavishing praise on Mr. Quayle. Steve, let's get into the state of the world, kind of a big picture. From 35,000 feet, then let's zoom in on particulars. But I'm telling you, the nightmare dystopia that you foresaw 25 years ago, it is more and more a reality, spot on, unfortunately. A, how did you know all this? And B, what's the next shoe to drop?
Well, I think, Alex, you know, my perspective when I started on talk radio, 25-plus years ago, was the fact that I began to be a student of prophecy. And the bottom line is the one world government, the one world religion, and the one world economic meltdown, along with the world currency. And we're seeing that all. But you used a word I want to really focus in. Lawlessness is in the land. The cover-up, you know, the situation of four mysterious deaths connected to the DNC in less than a month. And these are the who's who. And how about Bob Bickle calling for the assassination? Now, these are his words, ladies and gentlemen. Just kill this son of a bitch. So those are his words, and Alex is the total breakdown of everything that we used to know was truth, and we're seeing the implementation of total lies. And the total implementation of lies, look, that's what you've been doing. I want to encourage people, support, Alex, support those of us who are out there sounding the alarms. And, Alex, right now, it's like we're looking at everything in perspective. We're looking at it retrospect, but it's upon us. When I said on Coast to Coast 27 years ago, excuse me, that I see civil war, and I warned the police in those days, and I warned the different, even gang members going on record with those over the airwaves, look, you guys, you're going to be used as pawns. And isn't it interesting, the same people that want to take away our Second Amendment are absolutely covering up, you know, the lone gunman, the false flags. You and I have dealt with that for years. How is it that the first reports are always multiple gunmen, and by the time the mainstream vomit brokers get done, it's a single guy, and he's not, out there.
Well, we know there were five people in Nice, France, and they covered that up.
Yep. Yeah, so there's a cover-up. But I want to share something with everybody. Turn the bloody networks off. CNN has always been communist network news, and we're right, Alex, in the middle of a complete communist attempt at takeover and control. Some people don't like to use that word, but you're talking about people as young as 27 years old. Seth Conrad, Rich, what, he's only 27. Then you got John Ash, he's murdered. You got Victor Thorne, who's the author of books exposing the Clintons. And then you've got Sean Lucas, lead attorney for the anti-Clinton DNC fraud. So, ladies and gentlemen, when DNC people start being destroyed from within their own group.
And by the way, absolutely, go back to Assange a few weeks ago. He said, this is not the Russians. And now he's saying basically that, yes, this guy was probably his source. He doesn't want to say. But the point is that now he's dead. And this is a serious message. You were the first two when it was only like 50 or something. Now it's like 400 when they started killing all the top microbiologists. I mean, running over them with a van, you know, at the University of Houston and backing back over them, cutting people's heads off, chopping their hearts out, torturing them to death, shooting them, killing their families all over the world. The microbiologists. Sorry.
No, it was only not only microbiologists, but it was lead virologists, lead immunologists. And here was the deal, Alex. Most people can't still put it together. And now, as you know, it's now natural health practitioners. I think that's 52 or 54 so far. Everyone has got to understand DNC is openly advocating becoming Murder, Inc., okay? Now, we know you've had Larry on, former Clinton aide. Talking about all the deaths under the former Clinton administration and present Clinton administration, the inability for a known traitor as Hillary is to basically even be prosecuted tells you how deep the tentacles go into the federal government. And iniquity is abounding. That's absolutely, evident to everybody. So let's talk about what the most important things are. I said, and you know this, we've done this in the past, probably a decade ago, that it will be the goal of the New World Order to turn the police against the people and the people against the police. I've even gone on record with a lot of police, law enforcement officers, you know them, I know them, intel guys. I'm saying, look, watch who's in your ranks. Watch who they put into your departments. There's usually hitters, which is means an assassin, and there's also the spies. And, Alex, isn't it interesting that there's never any follow-up on who the shooters are, who their relationships were? I'm talking about even the police or even in the BLM, Black Lives Matter, the guys that basically go off and want to kill white people. Well, this is all orchestrated. And, by the way, that's been one of the basic tenets of the communist manifesto.
Well, I know a lot of it is orchestrated, I mean, by Soros. And I mean, you were talking about this. I don't keep going back to this, but like 15 years ago, and I was like, hey, I'm against the police state, Steve, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, listen, you don't understand. They're militarizing them, globalizing them, and they're going to cause a civil war, wipe out the police, and bring in the multinationals. Now, officially, Strong Cities admits the UN is going to run local police departments.
Right. And also, I think the most critical thing for people to understand is Obama has signed secret executive orders, and I believe, Alex, he's already signed the Articles of Surrender. You cannot put what you talk about day in and day out, all your videos, everything I'm talking about, you can't put it into any other context. You know that not one terrorist training camp, especially of those that are known and watched and monitored and have federal agents in them, has been arrested. They don't even have weapons. I know.
And instead they tell the FBI they've removed dozens of names like Islamic and Jihad. They can't even ask people that in interrogations. They have literally told them, stand down. We're going to break. I want to ask, cover this in quadrants. The Islamic invasion, 5 million in Europe. We don't know the numbers here. Steve, do you have any idea what the real numbers are? I mean, I know in Austin it's 50 times what they claim.
Right. Well, here's the deal. Everybody can put this into context if they understand that we are under Islamic assault. You've got all the top members in the Obama administration, even in our intelligence and in our Defense Department. Alex, they want World War III. That's why the President of the United States, his whole crew, the neocons, plus the neocons on steroids, they want a war with Russia so they can turn the world into a global nuclear meltdown, and that's where their Iman Mahdi comes on the scene. And that's why you can explain everything. You can explain everything that's going on in France, everything that's going on in Britain, everything that's going on in Sweden.
And why would Hillary put the nightclub shooter's dad right behind her in the perfect shot in the vetted area, totally vetted, to send the message that it's time to launch?
It is time to launch. And let me this is so critical. That was a signal to everyone. Look, let's make it clear. Humadine, Hillary, you know, they have a relationship that goes beyond politics. I'll be nice. You have a woman who is a mouthpiece for the Muslim Brotherhood. And this is the thing that makes me crazy, Alex. Seriously, why do people not understand?
Stay right there, Steve Quayle. Stay there. This is key. Thank
you. Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Short segment. And we're coming in with the third hour. We've got to get Steve Quayle on more often. SteveQuayle.com. We'll also, before he leaves, talk about his new DVD film, part of a series, True Legends, series.com. Amazing. I've now had a chance to see it. It's like Discovery Channel quality. We have the State Department spokesman, Mark Toner. I want to play in a moment because Steve was talking about this. This total culture of lying, where whether it's Gibbs getting up and saying, yeah, there's no drone program, even though there is one, I'm telling you there isn't one, and he laughs at you, to Toner, to others. There's this flaunting in criminology. There's this throwing it in your face when they think they're invincible, and this ties into all of it. But I'm telling you, they are trying to destabilize this country and Europe and areas of Asia, Latin America. Brazil is in collapse. Venezuela is in collapse. Areas of Africa are in collapse. And you go research, it's by design. People can pretty much take care of their societies, folks. There's an evil force that wants chaos. And they are saying that Trump wants civil war because he said, you know, we have a Second Amendment to fall back on, when they're the ones pushing that narrative. But I want to play this clip of Mark Toner to get Steve Quayle's response. This is the State Department lead spokesman last week. And of course, we've been playing it a lot because it's so amazing how arrogant he is. I want Steve's take on it. Here it is.
Welcome to the State Department. I think we have some interns in the back. Welcome. Good to see you in this exercise and transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
Sorry,
I thought it was an exercise in spin and obfuscation.
All right. Can you tell us my last briefing?
All right, can you tell us my last briefing? He's just telling you here at the end. Maybe he's a good guy. Hey, we're all a bunch of liars. Tell us my last briefing. Maybe he has a soul. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. Then we have this Mateen's father, Omar Mateen's father, right behind Hillary in that vetted area. I mean, that clearly is a message, Steve Quayle.
Well, of course, it's a clear message. And obviously, if you notice, the whole Democratic National Convention, the only people allowed to pray there was, I believe, a Muslim mullah. But here's the bigger picture, Alex. The whole overwhelming of every part of the United States, every border, language, culture, our national symbols, our national anthem, the flag. We knew from the beginning, obviously, from the first years of the president's what I would call reign of terror, T-E-R-R-O-R, that we were going to see the events that he said America's the greatest nation in the country, in the world, and we intend to change all that. Well, what people are watching is change. And I want to get on to the arming of our enemies. You know, Paul Craig Roberts, in his latest article, said this: now that ISIS is on the verge of total defeat in Syria, Washington's whores among the experts want Russia punished for blocking Washington's overthrow of Syria. Let me make this clear. Every major world government is run by high-powered Illuminists. If you watch Hollande, if you watch all these people that line up and stack up against Donald Trump, when I was on Coast to Coast, Donald Trump, and I believe he's the real deal. I've listened to what you've had him on. I've listened to him on Michael Savage. Plus, guess what? When they can't buy you, they first try to insult you, they vilify you, then they try and nullify you, and then they try and destroy you. Well, the point is that if someone's known more by his enemies than his friends, and everything you, Alex, and I have talked about all these decades are obvious for everyone to see, then you got to know that these guys are really worried. And again, I agree with you.
And we're about to go to break. We'll come right back to you. Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com is our guest. I'm not going to get an inside baseball, but Trump is for real. He is a patriot, and he's been aware of this stuff for decades, Steve. So he's been a sleeper cell for the Patriots. That's why they're so scared.
Yes, he has. And I think that, you know, I think he's an outstanding human being. You look at his kids, they're just amazing.
And he doesn't want to have war with Russia. He's just a good person. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Steve Quayle. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.